Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues here on American Family Radio. That's the name of this program here on AFR. Thanks to Fred and to Abe for their contributions the last half hour, or in Fred's case, hour of programming. Ed and I are here now. Ed Battagliano, Tim Wildman, along with newsman Steve Jordahl.
Good morning. Am I on this side? Do I need to move again?
How long have you been a newsman?
Okay, good. I started radio in college in 1982.
You invented radio?
I did. I started it. Me and Marconi, buddies.
I started radio.
I started in radio and did a little bit of news. And then my first actual job as a news at a news station was probably 1992, 91.
Don't look at me. I don't know.
You don't remember?
So then you went to Focus on the Family.
I was in music ministry for 10 years.
At Focus on the Family?
No, just at different churches.
Oh, you mean
in
prior to going?
Prior to going, yeah. I kept in my finger in the radio thing during those 10 years as well. And then went to Focus.
And then
in
came here?
2000, I started. You
were the voice of Family News and Focus.
One of them. Who's
the other one?
Bob Kellogg, actually, who we hear on our station here mm-hmm. a lot, is one of them. Stuart Shepard was one of the.
I remember being interviewed by Stuart Shepard.
Yeah,
number of times.
We had a terrific. Now you're going to make me remember names. A terrific woman voice and reporter, Kim
Jung.
Well, I hope she's not listening.
You didn't put that on your resume.
We were very good friends. Yeah.
Do you remember seeing that on his resume, Ed? Kim Jong Un.
I didn't remember seeing that.
All right, Steve, go.
Oh, I wanted to talk a little bit about this cancel culture. We started a little bit. You might have talked a little bit about this. I have like 7 or 8 examples. We won't
tell
get to
people
all
what
of them.
That is for people who don't know.
Well, it's basically when you do something that's out of favor with the mainstream society.
Progressive left. Yeah.
You get what they call canceled, meaning you're kind of written out of history. Like
Your life is over.
They make it hard.
You lose your job. You lose your voice. You're an illegitimate person. You might as well.
And you'll never get another job.
Right. Because you've said something or written something or tweeted something that is unacceptable to the progressive left.
Got
that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Let me give you an example or two. We have a soccer player for the LA Galaxy. His name is Alexander Katai. He was practicing in Chicago. Meanwhile, his wife, her name was Taya, was in Chicago watching the looting and all the goings-on in Chicago. She, on an Instagram page, posted in Serbian some things that were critical of the protesters, including something that translated to Black Nikes Matter, looking at the looters. Somebody found that post and then went to the LA Galaxy and demanded that he be fired. He might not have even known that she did anything.
His wife did that on Instagram.
His wife did that on Instagram.
The professional soccer club fired him.
They threw him under the bus.
Right.
So management forced Katai. This is quoting from Tucker Carlson, who's relaying this. Management of the Galaxy forced Katai to apologize to his wife and then denounce his wife. Then they made him endorse Black Lives Matter, which he did, and then they fired him anyway, and they attacked him on his way out.
Yeah, I saw the part about him, distancing himself from his own wife's Instagram post, criticizing it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize this other stuff too. They made him endorse Black Lives Matter,
yep.
and then fired him.
Well, what's going to happen? First of all, one of the lessons here is think before you speak. All right. I didn't read her whole thing there.
Yeah.
But that's biblical right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Also the use of Twitter today, for example, and these other social media platforms where people feel the need to comment and tell the world what they're doing and what they think about everything instantaneously.
The internet doesn't forget.
No, the internet doesn't forget, and that's just stupid.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you're right wing, left wing. President Trump's got in trouble for this.
Yes.
Before. I mean,
tweeting on the basis of a moment's emotion.
Yeah, and it's caused some conflict. I'll stick on that for just a couple of minutes, okay? And I know most people listening to us are Trump supporters, and as am I, in terms of his policies and the things that he's done as president. But some of his tweets, I just cringe. I just go, why don't do that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's just who he is. So.
Yeah.
Take him or leave him. I'd rather have him with his tweets
right.
than what these left-wingers want to do to our country and to us, us in particular, us deplorables out here.
Yeah.
So, and you only have one president at a time, right? So you didn't like you got a plethora of choices out there. I'd like that man to be president because I don't think he will tweet like President Trump does.
Right.
I would better appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying... I'm just using that as an example. President Trump's got in trouble for that, and it's just unwise and unhelpful and gets you into trouble when you're spouting off stuff in a moment of emotion or a gut reaction to something you see on TV or hear in the news, and you feel the need to say something that oftentimes gets you in trouble.
Right.
So that's a general principle to operate on. So
one more example of cancel culture, then I want to play you a clip from Tucker Carlson, who seems to be able more and more often to nail things down really well. Chick-fil-A has been apologizing lately. It apologized to the community because somebody found a post which they thought was racist. It was the picture of a Chick-fil-A worker with a shirt that said, "Back the Blue." And they thought that must mean you're for police.
And it had Chick-fil-A's
name on it.
It
had the Chick-fil-A logo on it because it was the local store had printed these up. What happened, what they didn't bother to, maybe they knew, but they didn't care, and Chick-fil-A didn't bother really to take a whole lot of time to explain, was that this picture was 2 years old, and Back the Blue was in support of a local football team. Not anything to do with
police. This is what I'm talking about. There you go. Somebody's lashed out at something that when they don't know the whole story, they don't know what happened, they don't know this was about a high school football team.
And I don't think they care because they're making a point.
No, I agree.
But Chick-fil-A apologized.
Chick-fil-A apologized.
For what?
Because they offended, to anybody who is offended by the perception that
we support the police.
It's craziness.
Well, Chick-fil-A's lost their... They don't have much of a backbone anyway.
Right.
Even, well, you can get boneless chicken. Look at that. Am I right?
That's right.
You think that's a coincidence?
And it's not funny. If you've ever driven past a boneless chicken farm and seen all those poor chickens flopping around.
It's sad.
Listen.
It's sad. But I've got a great marriage here for Chick-fil-A.
Oh. Okay, good.
I think I'm reading your mind. Go ahead.
Chick, I apologize, filet.
Yes.
Chick, I apologize, filet, to the LGBT, to anybody who I've offended, and I'm not going to support Christian groups anymore.
Right.
I know that's they would say, no, we're going to support Christian groups. We all know what happened last when they quit supporting the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and
Salvation Army.
They got woke there at Chick-fil-A. But I think if you could make Drew Brees,
I knew it,
the spokesperson for Chick-fil-A.
And he could apologize for them on their behalf all the time.
And then Drew Brees could apologize for Chick-fil-A All the, do you not see that as a marriage
that is,
made in compromise,
that's
heaven?
That's a marriage made in somewhere.
It is. The Babylon Bee, is, which I love to go to for hard news, it's a satirical news source, has a headline, Drew Brees sets new NFL record for number of apologies.
Yes, I saw that. It was,
I'm gonna tell
was golden.
I think Drew Brees is going to regret going down this road. He should have stuck with his original defense of standing for the flag.
Yeah.
And you can stand for the flag and still say I'm against police brutality.
Right.
And I'm against racism. Mm-hmm. And his whole life is a testimony against racism. He's given millions of dollars to the city of New Orleans to help inner city black children, as right. I understand it, in the charities that he supported. He had nothing to apologize for, and the idea that Drew Brees is a racist, the fact that no more black players didn't come to his defense, and the people of New Orleans, maybe they did, citizens of New Orleans didn't rise up and say, this is not fair to put Drew Brees in this kind of a situation. But when Drew Brees was put in that situation, he failed miserably in the last few days, in my opinion, basically saying he was wrong to criticize people who took a knee, or saying I wouldn't take a knee right. during the national anthem. So, and he did that in 24 hours.
Yeah.
24 hours he went from support standing for the flag.
Because of his grandfather's.
And he loves our country.
Right.
If we can't stand for the flag of the United States of America, we have nothing to unify during a sports event where all people are standing, okay? And if you want to put your hand over your heart, but at least we have. If that's not a unifying force, nothing is.
Right.
Nothing is.
So, do you want to see him fired from his position?
Who's Drew Brees?
Drew Brees?
No, because we're not part of the cancel
culture.
That's
what I was wondering.
No, no. To my original point, I think he's going to regret this. This 24-hour flip-flop that he did, he should have stuck, which makes you wonder how deep are his convictions if you can't stick by them within 24 hours.
Right.
Within 24 hours, you know, he flip-flopped, and he went from that to he's going to be kneeling.
He's going to have to kneel.
He's going to have to kneel.
And if he doesn't really believe in that, if he really believes he should be standing, that guy's going to have, you talk about cognitive dissonance, where you're split in half. Can you imagine if you really love this country and respect the American flag, and you're forced because of what you said in June to kneel?
But he says, Drew Brees has now signed up for systematic racism.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
His wife said, we are the problem.
I don't see how you can come to that conclusion in 24 hours, but he did. But anyway, Chick-fil-A, what now?
That is a marriage right there,
yeah.
Drew Brees and Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, I think he should be their spokesperson.
He should.
All right, next story.
We talk often about the apparent hypocrisy of some Democrat lawmakers. I'd like to point out Los Angeles City Council President Nuri Martinez, who has been calling for the defunding of the police in Los Angeles. What could possibly go wrong there? But it now turns out that she's been using members of the LAPD to guard her home over the past 2 months. Same time, she's pushing $150 million cuts to the department. Yeah.
I just don't know what this... I just get into the place where I just don't know what to say anymore. I mean, I want to say, you're clearly a hypocrite, but it's how many times do we say those kind of things?
And these celebrities are the ones that kill me. They make millions of dollars. They live a lifestyle that of luxury and privilege. And hey, it's America. If you can make money being a great singer or basketball player or whatever, that's your opportunity. But then they're the ones saying, you know, reduce the police are racist or get rid of the police. And then they drive home to their gated communities.
Yeah, with private security.
With private security and cameras everywhere and guys with guns at the front of their neighborhood who are saying, you know, who don't let anybody in.
But these are the same people who fly on private jets to a climate change conference. These are the same people with their four homes all lit up like Christmas trees,
right,
telling all the little people to watch your carbon footprint. It's
you
the
remember,
same people.
I think Al Gore started this. You know, he was for saying that carbon emissions were causing man-made global warming. And then he had like two or three houses.
So yeah.
Like 25,000 square feet or something.
And they
know,
were
crazy.
Using more electricity than small towns,
yeah.
these houses.
These people.
They justify that by saying, but I'm giving so much of my money and my effort and my influence to do the right thing, yeah. I have to be able to
doesn't
get around. It
doesn't pass the smell test.
You think?
No.
So Joe Biden's been talking.
In complete sentences?
In complete sentences,
okay.
Yes. Twitter, he tweeted
I just
out.
Had to do that.
You tweeted right there, Ed.
Yes,
you need
yes,
to take
I
that
did.
Back. You I just did. Tweeted an insensitive remark about an old man. You proud of yourself?
That's a perfect example of what not to do.
Be careful
I
what
do
you
at least
say
once
on,
or do it
be
once
careful
or twice
what
a
you
show.
Say on live national radio.
Right.
Come back to bite you.
So he was tweeting. He tweeted out, let me be clear, we can't leave this moment and once again turn away and do nothing. We need justice. We need action. We need reform.
Somebody wrote that for him, first of all.
Well, yeah, every time that something comes out on tweet, that's what President Trump wants to point out. Oh, look what Joe Biden's handlers wrote for him, because the point being he probably can't write it himself.
And you know, we all know that no one's writing Trump stuff for him.
No,
he's
on his own.
Well, a lot of stuff. I wish they would write it for
that's
him
right.
sometimes. But you know what? I'm thinking 8 years of Biden Obama.
Well, that's.
And now's the time?
That's what Don Jr. pointed out in a reply tweet. It makes me wonder why you didn't do any of these things in the first 50 years of your Washington, D.C. career, he said to Joe Biden.
I thought we were going to have some Tucker Carlson.
Well, we kind of went past it, but I'd like to go back to it. It's a really good cut.
Tucker Carlson is just becoming one of my favorite people.
It's about the cancel culture. So go back to that. So the cancel culture, once again, is when somebody does something unpolitic and they are driven from polite society because of it. This is what Tucker Carlson had to say about that.
The country's defenses have been badly weakened by decades of relentless propaganda. All of it designed to make us feel that we have no right to stand up for ourselves, to stand up for our country. We are too sinful to resist. We deserve whatever we get. Shut up and take it, America. Who are we? Well, at this point, we're becoming North Korea. We now believe in blood guilt. We punish people for the sins of their relatives. We don't allow individuals to have private thoughts. We hurt anyone who disagrees with orthodoxy. We demand that the innocent plead guilty to things we know they didn't do, and then read their confessions in public to prove they've been reeducated. And then we brag about doing all of this.
Yeah, there's Tucker.
He is. I'm actually surprised that he hasn't been canceled. Every time I watch one of his, I usually don't watch when I go home after work, because usually by the time I get home, I'm done, you know, with politics. I need a breather. But I'll watch some of his stuff the next day. And I'm sitting here listening to, like, his monologues,
yeah.
You know, where he's – his segment where he's giving his opinion and showing videos and evidence. I'm going, how is he still on the air? Because he is speaking – he's the opposite of political correctness nowadays.
He spoke to that. He addressed that a little bit in this particular – at the beginning of this monologue.
Yeah.
He said that they have come after him, but the Fox News has stood up for him.
Good. Good for them.
So, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, you said Tucker Carlson. I said, well, I want to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, he was good. So do you remember hearing, did we talk about the fact that Colin Powell was not going to vote for President Trump, and they said that the New York Times is reporting that George W. Bush, is not going to vote for President Trump or support him?
Yes.
Well, it turns out that the New York Times made that last one up. Powell, yes.
Fake news?
That's fake news from the New York Times.
Disappointing.
Yes, Bush spokesman Freddie Ford said the Times report, which named several members of the Republican Party that were either not supporting Trump or were casting votes for Democrat opponents, is simply false. This is completely made up. He's retired from presidential politics and has not indicated how he will vote.
Well, if you're a Republican or a conservative, you can't vote for Joe Biden. You can't vote for the Democrat because... Good night. Their ideas and policies are going to ruin and wreck our country.
Right.
I mean, so and threaten to. So now, you know, George, the Bush family and the Trump family, there's no love lost there, right?
Correct.
And
because Trump said some tough things to Jeb Bush because Jeb ran.
Remember also he accused President Bush of going to war.
Oh yes, he did. For weapons of mass destruction. And
anyway,
one of the things, by the way, that he has stuck to all of his campaign promises, he seems to be sticking to. But that was one we talked about withdrawing troops from Germany.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, I don't think President Bush would vote for Biden. That would be politically speaking and philosophically, that would be totally contrary to what he believes or what his life has been about in terms of politics. But he won't be a vocal supporter of President Trump either. This is what I think. So what you're saying, though, bottom line, the New York Times said that Bush was going to support Biden, and that's not true.
That's completely made up.
Now, with General Powell, Colin Powell, he's been a Democrat. I mean, he's been a Republican. He's voted Republican and Democrat.
He voted for Hillary, he said.
Yeah, so he's going to vote for Biden. He says, well, that's not a surprise. He hadn't supported a Republican president in a long
time. Right. I think the last time he voted Republican for president was in 2004. So that was for President Bush's reelection.
Because he was in the administration.
Right, right.
He's kind of been out of the limelight for a few years. I haven't seen much of him. I don't think his influence is once what it was. I'm talking about
I just think Colin newspapers Powell. Like the New York Times love them some Colin Powell if he will talk bad against
Trump.
President Trump.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, just we got a minute or two. I just wanted to go over some more of the breaking news from the Babylon Bee because it is so insightful. Again, satirical news, not true, but did you know that the new Lego sets have replaced all the policemen with rioters?
With rioters?
Yes. That way when you're going in the middle of the night and stepping on Legos and cursing, because if you do that, you have someone actually that you can yell at.
Now, what's insightful about the Babylon Bee is that even though that story is not true, it springboards off something that's true, which is that Lego has removed police from their sets.
Yes.
That not right?
I did read that. I didn't put that
So together. What they're doing is they're making fun of that by saying that they're replacing them with protesters.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I thought about, too? Speaking of satire, this is really not satire, but a lot of network television and a lot of the shows are about police work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And You talk about a slew of politically correct. They're already politically correct.
Right.
You watch some of these crime shows, you think the only violators of the law are white supremacists. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. But you talk about the narrative against police and against racism and white nationalism. The writers in Hollywood now are just going to do every show about that.
Right.
On the cop shows.
Right.
They even keep the cop shows because they're canceling a lot.
You know, a great show that I've enjoyed watching, don't watch much entertainment cop shows at all, but Blue Bloods.
I like that show.
And they treat the issues realistically and fairly that I've been able to see with Tom Selleck. Police brutality and racial issues. They handle those pretty well.
That's a good show.
All right. comments@afr.net is our email. comments@afr.net. Steve, thank you, my friend.
My privilege.
My thanks to Ed, Fred, Adam, and Abe. Have a great day, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.